is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, your jack wagon, for the big noise coming there, toy by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy.
Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast, presented by Suavecito Tequila and Merry March Madness. The calendar is officially flipped. It's the greatest time of the year in my eyes, in my estimation. Unfortunately, last night, the card battered and bruised me. I am licking my wounds tremendously. However, the Mountain West did me right, got me back on track in a late night tip. Thank you, New Mexico. Thank you, San Jose State, with your convincing W's and covering the spread in both of those games. But Lundy, it is a midweek edition of the pod, which means Hockey Hope Day is in play. Give me your NHL play of the day. Drop the bucks. And make some bucks, or maybe drop some bucks. It doesn't matter. Just well, give me
dropping,
a damn hockey.
I was dropping bucks last night. Just dropping them left and right. It was like having holes in my pockets. They were just coming out the bottom of my jeans. I was just giving money away to the books last night. But what did I tell you on this podcast, y'all? What did I tell you? Joker, triple double, Nuggets money line, folks.
Cha-ching!
It is like an automatic paycheck right now, and it's why the books have brought it so far down. 2 weeks ago, you could get Joker for a triple double at plus 195. Now there are books that actually have it at minus odds for him to have a triple double. That's how ridiculous what he's doing right now is. Now, that said, it is a hockey hump day, so there ain't nobody humping around right now. Let's go to Edmonton, shall we? The Maple Leafs will be there to take on the Oilers. The Oilers right now basically can't beat anybody. There is so much offensive firepower on that team, and yet they can't stop anybody. They are 3-3-4 over the course of their last 10 games. However, Leon Draisaitl is currently on a 9-game point streak. So two options for you that you can play tonight, because you're going to hear this game come up again later on during bonus time. But I think there's going to be some scoring in this one. So as Brad sets fire to things. So with that in mind, and the fact that he's got points in 9 games in a row, 9 times, two options for you, or you can bet them both on Leon Draisaitl going up against the Leafs again at home. He's plus 125 for an anytime goal. So I would drop a single unit bet on that. I also would double down. He is a plus 110 to have 2 points. So over 1.5 points in the game. Both of those lines pulled this morning from BetMGM. I like both of those. I think Draisaitl is likely to wind up with a goal and an assist tonight, but by betting both, you give yourself a little bit of insurance just in case he winds up with a deuce in the assists column and maybe he gets shut out from the back of the net. But as we start off a hockey hump day, let's go to the guy with the longest point streak in the NHL right now. That's Leon Draisaitl of the Oilers. Go for an anytime goal and take him over 1.5 points. I like a full unit bet on both of those to get us started on a Wednesday.
Hey, drop the pucks and make some bucks. I got it right. Let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, what a craziest matchup you'll ever see at this juncture on the college basketball calendar is happening tonight in Spokane, Washington. The Chicago State Cougars, the official, unofficial team of Live on the Line, is taking on the Gonzaga Bulldogs. I did Zach schedule this well because they had several days off before the start of the WCC tournament, and they wanted to keep their guys well greased and ready to make a run in that exercise, in that postseason shebang. And I think they're going to take out some of their aggressions on Chicago State, which is effectively an exhibition game for them. But I like the Cougars to cover the mammoth spread of plus 27.5 here on the road inside the kennel. You get this at BetMGM at minus 110. Look at Chicago State. Yes, they're disgusting 3-18 straight up on the road this season and number 287 in effective field goal percentage offense. But they get a ton of offensive rebounds over a third of the time on the road in those games. They're getting a second chance opportunity and they're respectable defensively. Number 192 in effective field goal percentage defense. Meanwhile, you look at the Zags. The story everybody knows, well, the elites, if not the elite, offensive team in college basketball. They're averaging 1.244 points per possession in their home matchups. That's number three in college basketball. They're netting 62.7% from two, 34.9% from three, and 72.8% from the charity stripe. But there is a weakness with this Bulldogs team. They don't defend anybody. Chicago State technically has a better defense than the Zags do. And here's the proof of the pudding. Remember, I said Chicago State, number 192 at EFG defense on the road. Gonzaga, number 251 in EFG defense in their home matchup. So 27.5 points. Gonzaga's going to hit cruise control with about, I don't know, 5 minutes into this game. And as a result, they could maybe get up to like 30, 35 at some juncture, but they'll empty the bench late. The walk-ins will come in with like 5 minutes left, and Chicago State will race and sprint through that back door. Give me the Cougs, plus 27.5 in the Kittle, minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
My favorite part about the Cougars, about Chicago State, is that they are 16-9 against the spread. Okay. Now I can do the math. That adds up to 25 games. They've played 29. You want to know how ridiculous this pick is? They have played four games that the odds makers weren't even willing to put a line on.
Like Aurora College. I think it's like a JC school of a bunch of
Wayne and Garth went there. I think
100%. Yeah.
Absolutely where Wayne and Garth went, Aurora College. I actually think this one's a lot of fun. This game is actually featured on You Bet Tonight this evening on Altitude here locally, because the tip-off is such that I can feature it before the Avalanche game tonight. So this one is making an appearance as well. And it's going to basically be, so Brad, we have all these graphics for the TV show, and one of them just says, "You bet on what?" And that's basically where we're going with this one tonight.
A bit of a head scratcher, Chicago State even playing Gonzaga at this point on the college basketball schedule. Hell yes they are, and hell yes we're taking the Cougs.
Number four.
Numero Cuatro, staying in the land of Lincoln with another team. Let's talk about the Northwestern Wildcats, the formidable NCAA tournament team projected as the number 16 right now on the latest edition of the Bracket Big Board. Check it out. Updates daily at ValleySports.com. They're taking on Penn State, a team that was on the bubble, and then they choked away a 19-point lead against Rutgers at home and no longer in the bubble conversation, but maybe they could crawl their way back on to the wrong side of it tonight. But I like Northwestern, so let's do a little SGP/OGP and come with me on this one, Lundy. Northwestern on the money line. They're inside Welsh Ryan. And the over, I'm going to hit that line down to 124.5. Both those events occur, plus 105 at BetMGM. You look at Northwestern, what they've done at home this season. They're despicable. Number 343 in effective field goal percentage offense, shooting just 45.8% from two and 31.9% from three. But they're performing a little bit better than expectation and what the numerics show in terms of their overall offense there inside the friendly confines. We know they're a stout defensive team, number 41 in EFG defense in those home matchups and all of college basketball. But most importantly, they are slamming the door on opponents at the free throw line, netting 75.9% as a collective. And meanwhile, look at the Nittany Lions. They are 3-7 on the road this season straight up. Number 31 in all of college basketball in effective field goal percentage offense, shooting 51.7% from two and over 37% from three. And on defense, yikes, number 315 in those road matchups and effective field goal percentage defense, giving up 53.1% from two and 39.5% from three. Penn State's got one of my favorite players in the college basketball game in Jalen Pickett. He is a true point forward. It can beat you inside, can beat you outside. I can swing to your cousin, Mr. Lundy, who is a marksman from the perimeter to go along with Funk as well. And not only that, but I think Boo Booey and the excellent guard play, Chase Audige of Northwestern, is going to step up and defend the home court yet again. So on this SGP Wildcats money line and the over 124.5 plus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow? Are you going to follow the other Lundy who plays for Penn State?
Well, I'm a little, the only concern I've got in this one, honestly, Brad, is I think Northwestern wins this game because Penn State kind of shit the bed. And now they're on the road at Welsh Ryan. But I'm a little concerned about the total only because Northwestern's been under the total in 7 out of the last 8. And so you go, okay, well, you know, yeah. So you start to look at what those numbers were because some of those unders were actually up in the 140s. But they've got games in there, Brad, that added up to, you know, 115, 116. Just no scoring whatsoever. So right now, what I'm trying to figure out with this SGP is, am I better off doing this where I brought the total down, or am I better off to bump it and then take the under? And I cannot decide which one that I want to do because of the trend that Northwestern has been on. I think this is a game to SGP, but I can't decide which way I want to go because I've been getting burned by this lately where I've been trying to do alt line stuff and then I get burned in the opposite direction. That's what's been killing me with my college basketball OGPs.
Yeah, and you know what? It's contagious. I've gotten burned as well. And I know both these teams are north of number 300 in adjusted tempo, according to KenPom.com. But I think they're going to surprise and splash the cylinder early and often. Lundy, he's got splinters up his ass. I say, screw it. Take the SGP, Northwestern on the money line, and the over 124.5 at plus money.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to Lone Star State. Mammoth battle there in the Big 12. A behemoth battle, some would say. Texas traveling to Fort Worth and taking on the TCU Great Hardy Toads. And in this game, TCU, believe it or not, is laying at some of the shops I saw 2.5, 3, upwards of 3.5. There's a piece of me that says, yeah, they're probably going to get the cover in this one. I don't feel great about it, but I do feel really good about the total. And on the over or the under, I say, cue the minute work and live in the land down under on 149.5 minus 110. At DraftKings, you look at Texas. On the road this season, this may shock some people. They are number 212 in college basketball and effective field goal percentage offense, number 180 in effective field goal percentage defense. They have been just laying bricks from outside away from Austin, shooting just 31.3% along the arc. Very good team defensively when it comes to forcing turnovers. They are number 24 of those road matchups in turnover percentage defense. You look at TCU. They are 12-4 straight up at home, but number 229 in those home games and effective field goal percentage offense. So both these teams not exactly lighting up the scoreboard, whether away or at home, 200-plus in EFG offense, and they're a very good and unrelenting defensive team, number 16 in college basketball in adjusted defensive efficiency at home, giving up 45.2% inside the arc, 29.6% outside of it. And like Texas, a lot of their action comes in transition because they're forcing a high number of turnovers that yield 23.3% to be exact in home matchups. The first game was 79-75. I think a game is going to be in the 70s, but in the low 70s. So as a result, I'm taking the under on Horns and Hardy Toads, 149.5 minus 110 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
Love this one. This is number one. This one is number one for me today. I really like the under in this game. And you already brought up the stats. You brought up the numbers that back it up. Of the Fade Five today, this is actually my number one pick. This is the one that I would roll with all diggity day long. Love the under in this one. I agree with you. I think we're looking at low 70s. We might even see a nice 69 in there. Don't know.
Oh,
maybe.
Oh,
might see that. Might be right in that range. Could be like 73, 69. Wouldn't that be nice, Brad?
That'd be very sexy. And all I got to say about that is lube up. We're taking the under on Texas at TCU.
Number two.
Numero dos of the Fade Five today. Let's go to a massive matchup, equally as big. But this one in the Big East. Yes, Marquette has sewn up the title in the regular season outright in this conference. But tonight, it's all about jockeying for position in the Big East tournament, jockeying for seeding in the NCAA tournament. So this is a quality quadrant one opportunity for either squad. And I'm going with the Providence Friars that lay in the chalk, -3.5 at home against the X-Men of Xavier, -110 at BetMGM. You'd never fade the Friars. How many times do I have to say it until I run out of oxygen or I'm blue in the face at home inside the Dunk? They are 15-0, an impeccable, undefeated, unblemished 15-0 at home this season. Yes, they're number 108 in EFG offense inside the Dunk, but number 22 in college basketball, an effective field goal percentage defense. And most importantly, why I'm so confident in this, I think it's going to be nip and tuck the route. But Providence is a team that puts the cherry on top of the sundae, closes things out because they are number 22 of their home matchups and free throw rate, getting to the line often and converting at a 74% clip. They're also also shooting 37.6% from behind the arc in the Dunk. Meanwhile, Xavier on the road, a respectable 6-4 straight up, and they are top 10 in effective field goal percentage offense, netting 53.7% from two, 39.5% from three, and 79.2% at the free throw line. But their greatest weakness, their biggest downside, is defense. Number 137 in EFG defense on the road. Remember, they lost at DePaul. They lost stupidly at Butler. They've had some head-scratching moments away from Cincinnati. But tonight, Providence, a rowdy and raucous crowd. I've heard sometimes they say very unsavory things, and the opposing team reacts negatively to that, and that certainly could be the case tonight. So the pride of Rhode Island, never fade the Friars. I'm taking them -3.5 against Xavier, -110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
You say not to fade them, but they might be 15-0 at home, but it's 10-5 against the spread. All right,
that's not so bad.
That's no, it's not. It's good, but you said never. You said the look. You don't. When we do this pod, we don't say the G word
or the L word.
And you stay away from always or never. It's the same. Look, Brad, it's the same thing. If you and I are having arguments with our spouses, you don't ever say always. You don't ever say never. You stay away from absolutes. That's all. I'm just trying to help you out here. Okay. I'm trying to help you out. That said, screw the Musketeers. I'll take the Friars -3.5.
Attaboy, keep it cool with Ed Cooley back the Providence Friars.
Number one.
Numero uno today. Let's go back to the Big Ten in a game that's not exactly stealing headlines. Maryland traveling to Columbus to take on the suddenly surging Ohio State Buckeyes. Why? Because it beat my Fighting Illini, embarrassingly so. As an orange and blue backer, I stood there in astonishment as I was watching that game unfold and Illinois just royally sucking, really from start to finish. I don't think that's going to be the case tonight for Turtle Power, the Terps. I think Maryland is going to take care of business there at OSU. -1.5 is a spread with the Terps being favored, and I'm going to lay the chalk at -110 at DraftKings. Yes, Maryland is 2-7 straight up on the road this season. Number 301, an effective field goal percentage offense in those road matches, but they are defending strongly. Number 17 in adjusted defensive efficiency in those road matchups, giving up under 50% from two, and most importantly, stepping out of really challenging shots along the perimeter, only 29.6% from three. It is well documented that Ohio State has largely been in the basement the Big Ten this entire season. They are gross underachievers, 9-6 straight up at home this year. Number 105 in effective field goal percentage offense. Number 103 in adjusted defensive efficiency. Zach Key, I don't think he's going to be available. Even if he is, he's not going to be 100% with that shoulder injury, which has lingered for multiple weeks. And Ohio State went in to College Park and they lost 80-73 back in early January. That's when Ohio State still registered a pulse Right now, they are flatlined. They are not back from the dead, even after beating my Illinois Fighting Illini. Probably the most frustrating team in college basketball, especially for me as a fan. So as a result, I think Maryland is going to really show that Ohio State does indeed suck, and they're going to cover with relative ease on the road. So give me the Terps, -1.5 against the Buckeyes, -110 at DraftKings. Fade or follow, Lundy, are you buying a resurgence for Ohio State?
No, I'm not. Look, you see some flashes in the pan every now and then. It happens.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, look at Oregon State, for example. Every now and then they remember how to play basketball, and then they forget again, and then they lose on the scoreboard, even though there's little. So, again, with the Buckeyes, there's like, it's a little flash, and then
like last night, Georgia Tech went in and slaughtered Syracuse at the Carry Dome. Like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, so there's just every now and then there's some weird stuff that happens, especially as we get down the stretch here of the college basketball season, teams getting ready for the tournament. Some teams just like you got dudes on the squad, like trying to figure out where they want to go in the transfer portal. I mean, that's kind of where we're at right now. All right. So, no, I'm not buying it, even though they are on the road. Give me the fighting Scott Van Pelts.
All right. Scott Van Pelts. Yeah, they're indeed going to be fighting tonight. Turtle Power with Leonardo and friends there at home or at the Ohio State venue. They're not at home. Doesn't matter where they play. It could be on a playground outside in the snow. They're covering tonight. Lundy, who else is covering? It's bonus time. What else you got on your betting card on this hump day?
Let me stick with college basketball here for just a moment. Sometimes we say there's always the Hawaii game, but in the case of Brad and I, it's that there's always the Mountain West. Two different bets I've got for you on the late night tip tonight. This one is an 11 o'clock Eastern tip off. So I've got two for you. First of all, I absolutely love the over in UNLV and Utah State. It is sitting at 147.5. It is it's juiced up just slightly to the over. To give you an idea, folks, Bart Torvik has this total at 155. Okay, so covering and then some when it comes to the over. However, because I've been getting bitten lately by some of these totals, because the odds makers and the books apparently want some of their money back, I've got an alternate for you that you can do in this game tonight that will get you just straight even money. UNLV might win this thing straight up. They're actually a 2.5-point dog, but UNLV might actually be able to win this one at home. The home team is actually covered in 7 out of the last 9 times that these two teams have played. So give me this as an OGP, Brad. Here we go. I told you I like the over, but I'm going to bring it down just to get myself a cushion just in case we get a little bit of a cold spell. So we're taking the over at 142.5 and then bumping UNLV to a +8.5.
Yeah.
That's even money, +100. So if you want to play with the total to make that closer to like a 110, a 115, you can, but I got myself that 6-point cushion on UNLV on the spread +8.5. And then I'm taking the total at 142.5. That gets you even money, straight up. Now, earlier in the pod, and I just did this, I told you that I was a little nervous about your over in that Northwestern, contest, for
Penn State.
Against Penn State. So I went the opposite direction. I said Northwestern money line and under 143.5. That is even money at +100. So you both might be right. We might be able to straddle that one.
Middle it.
More comfortable taking the under. Let me go back to the ice. I already talked to you about Leon Draisaitl for the anytime goal and 2+ points in this one. In the Dallas matchup against the Arizona Coyotes, give me Jason Robertson for an anytime goal. That one's juiced to -125, but I will take it. I do not trust Dallas right now with the way they've been playing. They are not playing like a first place team in the Central by any stretch of the imagination. But here come the Coyotes. So that may be able to help it. With that in mind, give me the New York Rangers and the Dallas Stars on a 2-leg money line. All they got to do is win each one of them a favorite. That one will be at a -115 when you put it together. And then I told you the Toronto Edmonton game was coming back. Give me the over in that one on a 6.5. It's at the -135, but I think we will see goals aplenty because remember, Edmonton can score. They just can't seem to beat anybody. So I do really, really like that one as well to take the over to go along with Mr. Leon Dreisaitl. And I think I'm looking. I have notes in front of me in this massive. Nope, that's it. All right, I'm done. Bonus time is over. Mr. Evans, lock and load.
All right, let's try to put the biscuit in the old basket. No NHL picks for me because I don't know a single player in the league. But we have a Huevos Gigantes, a massive Team Huevos parlay play of the day, all money lines all the time. Providence to win straight up, all the reason I mentioned earlier on. Give me Pittsburgh to take their game straight up on the road. Give me Maryland on the road there against Ohio State. Kansas State at home tonight. They're going to get the victory in Missouri at LSU. All five of those teams win with the boost in play. Look at those odds. Plus 1,042 at DraftKings Sportsbook. So I'm throwing a little half unit, what I affectionately call a funston, on this wager, Team Huevo style tonight. Hopefully those five teams will step up and put a W on the board and money into my account. Elsewhere here in bonus time, let's go with a couple of trends, which I think are going to be my friend. I got to fade Tulsa. They've only hit on the spread 15.4% of the time this year. Their record 4-22-2. They are taking on South Florida. They are on the road against the Bulls, and it ain't going to be bullshit. I can tell you that, folks. South Florida, yes, they're 8-9 at home. Yes, they're number 238 in effective field goal percentage offense and number 201 in effective field goal percentage defense. But they have an enormous inside advantage with Russell Chua, the 7-footer. He is going to clean up on the glass, get a lot of second-chance opportunities. And their 5'9" point guard, Tyler Harris, is shooting over 40% from distance. So nice little inside-outside combination there at South Florida. Meanwhile, Tulsa, they haven't won on the road at all this year. And they're number 308 or worse in EFG offense and EFG defense on the road. Let me check this out. They are giving up over 60% from two. Over 60% from two. That's how bad the Golden Tropical Depressions have been this season. Again, with the 7-footer on roster for South Florida, he's going to go nuts, berserk tonight. It's all about Russell Chua. All right, elsewhere, give me Georgetown plus 18.5 on the road against Creighton. This is kind of shocking to a lot of people. Georgetown, 7-3 ATS in their last 10 overall, and 5-0 in their last five home away games, I should say. Not home games, away games. So they have been covering machines away from D.C. Creighton, 0-3 in their last three games, ATS at home as well. Yes, you look at Georgetown, they're 1-10 straight up on the road this season, but a respectable number, 98 in adjusted offensive efficiency. And on defense, they're decent from inside, not so much outside. They're going up 39.5% from three, but a plus rebounding team. And that's important when you have a 7-footer Ryan Kalkbrenner for Creighton on roster. Creighton, meanwhile, 12-2 straight up at home this season. Number 38 in EFG offense at home and number 45 in EFG defense. They're very balanced. But recall in the first matchup at Georgetown, Creighton only won 63-53 in that game. That was a 10-point margin. 18.5? I think this number is too high. I say Creighton wins by 15 tonight. Give me the Hoyas. Roof! And the spread there, plus the 18.5. All right, we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Programming note. I am flying to Denver today. I'm going to see my good friend, you see him on the other screen there, the ultra-sexy and well-coiffed Nathaniel Lundy tomorrow night, because we're going to see Bruce Springsteen in the great Mile High City at Ball Arena. I may or may not have a solo edition of the Feed 5 Pod tomorrow morning to get your axles greased for the evening slate. So just TBD on that. No program on Friday, because we're seeing the stinking boss. For crying out loud.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to. I'm going to have a serious headache and no voice on Friday morning. So you just need to be aware. But as you get ready, whether Brad and I show up tomorrow or not, stop by your Total Wine and More and prepare for your hashtag Tequila Thursday tomorrow. Brad and I certainly will as we prepare for the boss. Grab that bottle of Suavecito while you're at it.
And while you're at it as well, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the Twitter, Nate Lundy, all his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy, and mine as well at Noisy Huevos. For Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. We're going to be dancing in the dark tomorrow. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.